speaking primarily to this group who's being baptized this morning. But the rest of you are invited to listen.
But
I especially want to talk to this wonderful group. The second thing to all of you, we're going to look at a lot of scripture this morning. And I am a little bit allergic to PowerPoint when I preach.
我讲到的时候对这个幻灯片有点过敏。
Because it never seems to work right.
因为我好像常常不听我的指挥。
So I do not have the scriptures on PowerPoint.
所以今天的幻灯片上并没有这个经节。
Please find Romans in your Bible.
大家打开圣经翻到罗马书。
Or on your phone or whatever you use.
如果你是用你的手机也没问题, 翻到罗马书。
And we are going to look at a lot of scriptures and I hope you will look at them with me.
因为今天我们要查罗马书的很多经节, 我希望大家一起来查考。
To you who are being baptized this morning,
对这些马上要受洗的弟兄姐妹们,
imagine this afternoon someone says to you, I hear you were baptized today.
想想今天下午, 如果有人问你说, 我听说你今天已经受洗了。
What's it mean that you're a Christian?
对你来说做一个基督徒意味着什么呢?
What is the gospel? Can you tell me what the gospel is?
什么是福音呢? 你能告诉我福音是什么吗?
I want to try to give you this morning a simple answer to give them.
今天早上我就想要给你们一个简单的答案, 让你可以告诉你的朋友们。
Because I don't want you to look at them and say, well, I got wet.
我不想说,你们就跟朋友说, 啊, 受洗吗? 我就是打湿了而已。
But other than that, I don't know. You better go ask a pastor.
你可能就会说, 我也不知道, 别的, 你去问牧师吧。
What's it mean, the gospel, that you believe the gospel?
福音意味着什么呢? 你相信福音又意味着什么呢?
Many people will summarize the gospel this way.
很多人总结福音的时候是这么说的。
The gospel means that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
福音就意味着神爱你,对你的生命有一个奇妙的计划。
That is true.
这没错。
The gospel means that because of the death of Jesus, you can be counted right in God's eyes.
福音也意味着因为耶稣基督为你而死,所以你在神的眼中是称为义了。
That is true.
这也是对的。
The gospel means that because you are now justified, you will enjoy eternal life in heaven.
福音也意味着说你现在已经在神的眼里看为义,所以你可以在天堂里享受永恒的生命。
And that's true.
这也是对的。
But the gospel is all of that and much, much more.
但是福音不仅仅只是这些,它还有更多的内容。
This morning, you are not at the end of a process, you are at the beginning.
你们今天并不是说一个任务已经完成了,而是刚刚开始。
For many people, it seems to me that they think that the gospel ends when we are baptized and we are born again.
很多人以为这个福音就在我们受洗以后,重生以后就结束了。
And now there is nothing more until we get to the judgment. And at the judgment, we will say to God, here is my certificate. You have to let me in. Because I have the paper that says I was baptized on November 25th.
2018.
To them, the gospel is about meeting the minimum requirements to get into heaven. Years ago, my wife and I were married. If I had said to her, now before the ceremony, please tell me what are the minimum requirements for staying married to you?
如果在我们举行婚礼之前,你先告诉我,我们要达到我们保持我们婚姻状态最低要求是什么?
What's the least I can do and still be married?
如果我想要跟你保持婚姻的状态,我最低要求是什么?我做到什么就够了?
The lowest level of commitment,
对我来讲,最低限度的委身是什么?
The minimum requirements to maintain my status as a husband.
让我保持我丈夫的身份,我需要做一些最低标准的要求的东西是什么?
If I had said that,
如果我真这么说的话,
I would be a bachelor today.
我今天肯定还是光棍一条呢。
But it seems to me that many people say to God,
但是对我来讲,
what are the minimum requirements for being a Christian?
做一个基督徒最低的要求是什么?
I want to get to heaven.
我想进天堂。
So tell me what's the minimum to get there.
所以你告诉我要进天堂最低的要求是什么？
Let me say that that's not what being a Christian is about.
我想跟大家说的是，做一个基督徒可不是这样。
If someone asks you people this afternoon, what does it mean that you were baptized?
如果有人问你们，说今天下午有人问你，你今天受洗了，这意味着什么？
It means this.
这意味着这样。
Jesus Christ.Is now Lord.
耶稣基督现在是我的主。
Of everything.
是我一切的主。
It changes everything about your life.
它改变了你生命的各个层面。
From here on, your entire life will be different.
从现在开始，你整个生命都会不同。
Because Jesus is Lord.
因为耶稣是你的主。
Romans 1.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Verse 16 and 17, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, to the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
我们一起来读罗马书一章16到17节。我不以福音为耻。这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Now when we hear the word gospel, we think of a Bible, a religious book.
我们听到福音，我们想到的就是圣经啊，或者是一本宗教的书籍。
But in Paul's day, the word gospel might be at the top of a newspaper.
但是在保罗的时代，这个福音这个词啊，可能会出现当时的报纸的这个头条上的。
Because gospel meant good news.
因为福音意味着好消息。
Archaeologists found a stone in what is now Turkey.
这个考古学家在今天的这个土耳其发现了一块石头。
It was a large stone that was standing at the entrance to the city.
是很大的一块石头，是在进城的这个路这个门口城。
And at the top it says gospel, good news.
这个石头上刻的字是写的是福音，好消息。
And it says that Augustus Caesar, his reign is good news for the world.
它上面写的是什么呢？是当时的罗马皇帝奥古斯都凯撒说他的降生对于整个世界是个好消息。
A new day of peace and salvation for Rome.
他说对于罗马来说这个是和平的开始是救赎的开始
The Romans said the birth of Caesar or the reign of Caesar is good news for our world
因为罗马人当时认为说罗马皇帝奥古斯都的诞生是对全世界都是个好消息
Paul is writing to Christians who are living in Rome
保罗这封书信罗马书是写给住在罗马的
They can see the palace And he says to them, that palace is not really the good news.
保罗就是在跟他们讲，那个宫殿实际上并不是好消息。
The good news is that Jesus Christ is now Lord.
他说这好消息是耶稣基督如今是主。
And because of him, your whole life can be transformed.
因着耶稣基督，你的整个生命都会有所不同。
That's the good news for the world.
这才是对世界的好消息。
And so this morning I want to look at Romans, what that good news is.
所以今天早上我们要看看罗马书，看看这个好消息到底是什么。
We're going to try to go through the whole book in 30 minutes.
我们要把整个罗马书在30分钟之内讲完。
It will be a fast trip.
所以大家要系好安全带哦。
First of all, let me say,
首先
Romans, the first bit of good news in Romans,
罗马书前面的一点好消息
is that we all are condemned before a holy God.
是什么好消息？我们所有的人都是在神面前是定了罪的。
Romans 3.
我们看罗马书的三章。
Please read together verses 10 through 12.
三章十到十二节，我们大家一起来读，请翻到三章的第十节。好，我们开始。就如经上所记，没有一人。连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。就是读到这里，是的。
Do you hear that good news?
你听到这个好消息了吗？
Good news, there is no one righteous.
这好消息是没有一人，一个也没有。
Good news, there is no one who understands.
没有一个人了解经上的意思。
Good news, there is no one who seeks after God. 好消息是没有人寻求神。Not even one. 一个都没有。You might say, that doesn't sound like good news.
你说这是什么好消息啊？
That sounds like bad news. We are rebels against a holy God.
这听起来像坏消息，我们都是来反背叛神的人。
How can you say that's good news?
这怎么可能是好消息呢？
It's good news because the first step to being saved is to know that I need to be saved.
这是好消息，因为这一个你要想被要想得救，第一步你要知道我需要被拯救。
You see, imagine you go out to the ocean out here.
想象一下，你在周围都是海滩，我们到。
And you see a swimmer who is swimming, who is very good at swimming.
你看一个人游泳游得很好，在那海里游泳呢。
He's doing fine.
他在那儿游得很舒服。
And you go swimming out.
然后你就游过去。
Throw your arms around him and say, "I'm here to save you. Good news."
然后你就抱着他说，好消息，我过来救你了。
He's going to look at you and say, "That's not good news."
那他肯定很奇怪的看你。
Well, he's going to look at you and say, "You're crazy."
他肯定说你这家伙一定疯了。
But it's not good news because he doesn't need saved. He's not drowning.
因为他也没有要淹死嘛，你去救他，对他是好消息吗？
The only way it is good news when you throw your arms around the swimmer and say, "I'm here to save you," is
只有当一个人马上这个游泳的人，你过去拿剑抱住他，跟他说。我要来救你了。
The only way that's good news is if he is drowning.
只有当他快淹死的时候，你去救，这样才真正是在救。
And so Paul starts with the good news.
所以保罗是以好消息开头。
That we are drowning.
因为我们要马上要淹死。
That we need to be saved.
我们需要被拯救。
Now you might say, well, maybe back then they needed that.
也许说，也许是罗马保罗时代，他们可能是需要。
But we are educated people.
但是我们都受了教育啊。
We are much better than them.
我们可比那些人强多了。
If you don't believe that Romans 1 through 3 is true,
如果你不相信罗马书第一到第三章说的是真的，
this message that all men need to be saved,
这个信息说所有的人都需要被拯救。
All you need to do is this afternoon,
那你今天下午就只需要做这样。
Pull out a history book.
你只需要打开你的历史书。
20th century history.
你看一看二十世纪的历史。
And start skimming through it.
然后就一篇一篇翻过去。
Read the section on Stalin.
你看一看关于斯大林的那部分。
Read the section on Mao.
再看看关于毛泽东的那部分。
Read the section on Hitler.
再看看关于希特勒的那部分。
Go to a section on 1994.
而且特别的要看一看1994年发生的事情。
During most of our lifetimes.
那是94年，我们大家都离我们并不久远的。
1 million Tutsis killed in Rwanda.
在卢旺达大概100万的这个。
For no reason other than their tribe.
图西族人就100万图西族人就是光天化日之下被杀，就只是因为他们是图西族，他们的种族。
And the entire world watched it on television.
这整个世界就是在电视上看着这一切发生。
You say, "Oh, but those were horrible, horrible people."
但是你说那些人真是坏家伙，都是坏人。
Here is the problem.
问题在这儿。
When you go back and you read,
当你去读这个历史书，
you realize that most of the killings, yes, they were led by some terrible leader, a Hitler or a Stalin.
我们看到说这很多的大屠杀都是因为这个他们的领袖人物是非常邪恶的，比如斯大林、希特勒这样的。
But the killings were done by ordinary people.
但是杀人这事儿可是普通人干的呀。
Following instructions.
他们就是在跟着这些领导的领袖人物在那走。
Before I came here, I was the music pastor at a church.
我在来我们教会之前，我是一个教会的一个音乐牧师。
And in my choir, I had a lady who had lived through under Hitler.
我曾经我的这个合唱我的这个合唱队员里面有一位是曾经在希特勒时代生活过的一个老太太。
And as we talked, I realized this horrible truth.
我跟她谈话的时候，我就意识到这个可怕的事实。
That it wasn't just Hitler.
可真的不只仅仅只是希特勒。
Who did the terrible things of the Holocaust?
是在这个对犹太人这种大屠杀期间。
It was ordinary people who said, "Well, I have to save my own skin."
但是不只是希特勒，而是一些普通人说，我得要救我自己啊。
And so to protect myself, I'm going to turn in my neighbor who is a Jew.
为了保护我自己，我就把我邻居犹太人给举报了。
Paul says inside.
保罗说实际上在我们内心里
We are all sinful people.
我们都是犯罪的人。
Who will do terrible, terrible things to protect ourselves.
为了救我们自己，我们可以干出很可怕的事情。
Paul says, all have sinned. How is this good news?
这怎么会是好消息?
It means it takes away any effort to earn salvation on my own.
因为这已经我已经完全没有任何可能是通过我自己的努力能够来得到救赎。
Because I can't do it.
因为我实在是做不到。
There is no way in my own power I can save myself.
靠着我自己的力量，我绝对是救不了我自己。
And so the gospel begins with the good news.
所以福音就是以好消息开头。
That I can't justify myself.
这好消息就是我不能靠自己成。
I can't earn salvation in my own power.
我不能靠着我自己的力量来赢得。
That's good news.
这是个好消息。
But Paul continues in chapters 3 through 5.
然后保罗在第三到第五章还继续在写。
1 through 3 gives us the good news that we are sinners.
第一到第三章他给我们的好消息是我们都是罪人。
3 through 5 gives us the good news that through Christ we can be justified by grace.
第五章的好消息就是靠着神的恩典我们可以称义。
Read together chapter 3.Verses 23 and 24.
我们来一起看第三章的第23到24节。第三章，罗马书第三章23、24，我们一起来23章，23节。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
All have sinned.
世人都犯了罪。
All fall short of the glory of God.But the good news is that we are justified through His grace as a gift.
但是我好消息就是，因着神的蒙神的恩典，我们因耶稣基督的救赎就白白称义。
Read together, chapter 5, verse 1.
我们再一起读第五章第一节，罗马书五章第一节。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
We have been justified by faith.
我们靠着我们的信来。
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
通过基督耶稣，我们与神相合。
The good news that Jesus has done what we cannot do.
这好消息就是耶稣基督已经做了我们靠着自己做不到的事。
Even though we are all sinners.
尽管我们都是罪人。
Even though there is nothing we can do to deserve salvation,
尽管我们自己做不了任何事来配得这福音,
the gospel is,
但是这个福音是,
He has done it for us.
耶稣已经为我们做了一切。
Through Him, we have peace with God.
因着耶稣基督我们与神相合。
Through Him, we have been brought from death to life.
因着耶稣,借着耶稣基督我们从死中得生。
To those of you who are being baptized this morning,
对今天早上要受洗的弟兄姐妹
to those of you who may have become Christians for many years,
对那些已经做了基督徒很多年的弟兄姐妹
I want you to think for a moment about the pictures in the Bible of what that means to be saved.
我想让你在头脑里画一幅画，让你知道被得救是究竟是个什么
Because they are wonderful images.
因为这个画面是非常奇妙的
The Bible says you were dead.And now you are alive.
圣经说你过去是死了，现在活过来。
That's a pretty incredible change.
这个变化太大了。
That's not just a certificate on the wall.
那可真的不仅仅是墙上的。
A dead person has been made alive.
一个已经死了的人又复活了。
He says you were thirsty, and now you are drinking the water of life.
他说你过去曾经。
You were a prisoner and now you are free.
你曾经是个囚犯，你如今得了自由。
When Charles Wesley wrote a hymn about his salvation,
这个卫斯理写他的自己的救赎的时候
he said, "My chains fell off."
他说我的
My heart was free.
我的锁链都脱落，我的心已经得释放。
I had been a prisoner, but now I was set free.
我过去是个囚犯，但如今我得了自由。
The Bible says you were sick.But now you are healed.
圣经说你曾经是得了重病，但如今你得了医治。
You were lost, but now you are found.
你曾失丧，如今被寻回。
You were a slave of sin, but now you are a child of God.
你曾是罪的奴仆，如今你是神的儿女。
You were blind, but now you can see.
你过去是瞎眼的，但如今能看见。
John Newton was the captain of a slave ship.
我们知道约翰牛顿他曾经是一个贩奴船的一个船长。
And when he wrote a hymn about the transformation in his life,
当
He said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." Again, the gospel begins with the good news that we are a wretch.
这个圣经，福音的开头是好消息，这个好消息是我们都是罪人。
Because as long as you think, you know, I'm pretty good,
因为只要你在想，我还挺不错的。
You don't need to be saved.
你就不需要得救。
But John Newton said, this is the good news.
但是约翰牛顿说，这就是好消息。
I was a wretch.
我过去是个罪人。
And he saved me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
我从失丧，今被寻回。
I was blind, but now I see.
瞎眼，今得看见。
The Bible uses this image. You were clothed in filthy rags.
这个圣经上也有这样的一个画面，你曾经是破衣烂衫的。
But now you are clothed in robes of righteousness.
但是如今你披上了义袍。
That's what we celebrate in baptism.
所以我们要来庆祝受洗。
The early church had two things that happened when you were baptized.
在早期的教会，如果你受洗，会有两件事。
We still do one of them this morning.
今天早上我们会做其中的一件事。
They had you wear robes.
他们会让你穿上一个白袍。
Because they said your old clothes are now changed into new robes of righteousness.
因为他们说是你过去的衣服，如今已经换成洁白的衣袍。
The other thing they did, and we don't do because it's a little bit confusing with your bank account.
另外一件他们要做的事情，我们今天已经不再做了，因为这可能跟你的银行账户有点关系。
But they gave you a new name.
他们会给你一个新名字。
That messes up all your credit cards and everything, so we don't do it anymore.
我们今天要改名字不是件容易的事儿，可能你所有账户都得要改，所以今天不再做这事。
But they said you are now a new creature in Christ.
但是他们改名的意思是什么？你如今已经新造的人。
And so they gave you a new Christian name.
所以他们会给你一个新的基督的名字。
And as you were baptized, the pastor would say, you have been known by the name Alice,
你过去叫Alice,
but you are now called and gave you a new name.
然后如今呢，你有一个新名字了。
Why? Because everything has changed.
为什么呢？因为一切都变了。
You see, if you are not a new creature,
如果你不是个新造的人,
then baptism means only this.
那么受洗只不过意味着,
that before you were a dry unbeliever, and now you are a wet unbeliever.
以前你不信，你是干干的，如今你信了，你还是不信，你只不过是湿了而已。
And I'm sorry to say this,
我得要告诉你,
but I have met some wet unbelievers.
我曾经见过不少这种湿湿的不信的人。
Nothing has changed in their life.
因为他们的生命什么都没改变。
And so I look at them and I think, so what? All you did was take a bath on a Sunday morning in front of everyone.
所以我看他们这样的人，我就很奇怪，说你受洗，你只不过是在所有人面前洗个澡而已。
The gospel is the good news that your entire life is changed.
所以这福音的好消息在于你整个生命都要改变了。
You are justified by faith.
你因信称义。
That is what it means to have the gospel.
这是福音的真正的意思。
But that's not the end of the gospel according to Paul.
但是根据从保罗的这个书信来看呢，这是
The good news begins that we are sinners.
我们这个好消息，我们是罪人。
The good news continues that we are justified by grace through faith.
这好消息继续是说，我们是罪人，但是我们因信可以称义。
Many people stop there.
很多人就在这停下了。
Okay, I'm a Christian now.
好，我现在已经是基督徒了。
I have the certificate.
我有了证书了。
The end.
到了，好了。
But Paul goes further.
但是保罗。
The third part of the good news according to Paul is,
在保罗看来，就福音的第三部分。
That because you have been justified,
是，正因为你因信称义。
You are now being transformed into the image of Christ. It doesn't stop here.
可是不在这儿停下。
It doesn't stop with being a wet sinner. You now are being transformed into the image of Christ. Read together Romans 6, verse 1 and 2.
我们一起来读罗马书第六章的一、二、第一、第二节。我们一起来。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Read together chapter 6, verses 15 and 16.
然后第十五、十六节，还是第六章十五、十六节，我们大家一起来读。十五开始。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
And then read together chapter 8 verses 1 and 2.
然后翻到第八章，读第一到第三节。第八章第一，如今那些在基督耶稣里的人 就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
Do you hear that he says the gospel changes everything?
你听到保罗说这个。
Because of the gospel, you no longer live under the power and condemnation of sin. You are no longer, he says in chapter 6, a slave to sin. Instead, chapter 8, you have been set free from the power, the law of sin and death. You see, the gospel is much more than confess your sins and then live as you choose.
这个福音可不仅仅只是你就是承认你有罪，然后呢，这还是照着你自己的方式去生活。
This year in my devotions, I have been reading over and over the Sermon on the Mount.
今年我在灵修之中不停的一遍一遍的来读登山宝训。
Try to imagine the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
想象一下耶稣在做登山宝训的时候，他
with Jesus saying something like this.
如果耶稣是这么说的话。
Now I'm at the end, and I hope you will do what I said in this sermon.
你说我的讲道马上要讲完了，我希望你能够做我跟你说的话。
But don't worry.
但是别担心。
If you don't want to do these things, it's okay.
如果你不想去做这些事，也没什么。
As long as you've prayed a sinner's prayer and been baptized, you'll get to heaven.
只要你曾经做过罪人的祷告，而且受了洗，你就一定会去天堂。
Everything else is optional.
别的事都是你选择性的。
I have looked for that verse at the end of the sermon. It's not there.
没找着。
Jesus fully expects his people to obey his commandments.
因为耶稣是完完全全的期望他自己的子民会照着他所说的话去做。
We don't obey him. I want this clear. We don't obey him in order to become his child.
我想把这个事情要说清楚。我们不是为了说成为他的儿女，我们来服从顺从他。
But I also want it clear, if we are his child, we will obey.
但是我要强调的是，如果我们是真正是他的儿女，我们一定会顺服。
You see, when we see what God tells us in his word, we have two choices.
因为神用他的话告诉我们，我们有两个选择。
We can either obey him,
我们第一个可以去顺服他。
Or we can rebel against what he says.
或者我们可以反叛，我们不照他说的去做。
And in God's kingdom, there are no rebels.
记住，在神的国度里是没有反叛的人。
If Jesus is Lord,
如果耶稣是主，
it means he's in charge.
这就意味着他是掌权的。
And day after day after day,
一天一天的，
I will live according to what he tells me.
我要照着他跟我说的话去做。
Because he is Lord.
因为他是主。
The gospel includes the good news.
这个福音包括了好消息。
That God does not simply count us as righteous, he is making us righteous.
神不仅仅就是简简单单的就把我们算为义，而是他让我们成义。
He is transforming us into his image.
他把我们要改变成为有他的形象。
He is making us into the person he wants us to be.
他在塑造我们成为他要我们成为的那个人。
What's that mean? It means, according to Romans 6, that I can live in victory over sin because I have been freed from the power of sin.
这就意味着，就像罗马书第六章说的，我可以在最终得胜，因为我已经有了从神来的力量。
It means, chapter 7, that I no longer have to battle sin through my own power.
就像第七章所说，我不是靠着我一己之力跟罪在搏斗。
Instead, the Spirit of life.Has set me free. It means, chapter 8, that I am being conformed to the image of His Son. It means I can live the Christian life in confidence. Because He says in chapter 8, nothing.Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
这是第八章的三十八、三十九节，因为我深信，无论是死是生，没有任何事能够把我与神的爱隔绝。
This morning, as you are baptized,
今天早上你们
as you have confessed your faith in Christ,
当你在神面前要陈明你的心，
it is not the end of something.It is the beginning of a process of being transformed into the image of Christ. It is the beginning of a process of being made what God intends you to be. It means that God is transforming you into a person who looks like Himself.A process that is happening for every one of us who are His children. But the gospel is more than that. It doesn't end there. Romans 9 through 11 tells us the good news. That the gospel is available to all people.Paul is writing to people who believe.
保罗写给这群人，他们相信。
God has chosen the Jews for salvation.
神拣选了犹太人来救。
And everyone else is left out.
别的人都被丢出去了。
And he says, I want to give you some good news.
但是保罗说，我想要跟大家一个好消息。
Read together, please, chapter 10, verse 12 and 13.
我们一起来读第十章十二十三。第十章翻到十章十二十三节，一起来。犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
This is the good news, Paul says.
保罗说这是好消息。
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord,
只要你呼求神的名
will be saved.
你就会得救。
When I read that scripture, I always remember a Sunday morning service in China.
我读到这个经节的时候，我总是会想起在中国的一次早星期天的敬拜。
I can't remember if Brother Chris was translating for or Brother Hong Jin.
我记不得是不是洪俊弟兄还是齐勇弟兄在为我翻译。
But we had been teaching through the weekend.
但是那个周末我们一直在教导。
And there was a gentleman who sat in the very back.
但是在最这个教会就是最远的地方坐着一个
long beard
一个长着长胡子的一个人
never said anything and really didn't seem that he fit at all
他看起来好像跟我们都格格不入他也从来什么话也没讲
but he sat there all every class session
但是每一节课他都坐在最后面
on Sunday morning we had service and I think we were ending with communion
星期天早上我们的敬拜之后我们可能大家一起在这领圣餐
And I was talking from Romans about God's desire to transform us into His image.
然后我就跟大家分享罗马书里神的渴望是希望把我们塑造为他的形象。
And this gentleman stood up and kind of walked about halfway up the aisle.
然后这个人就站起来走到这个路这个中间的走道中间。
And raised his hand like a student.
然后他像个学生一样就举起手来了。
And that's kind of unusual.
对中国人来讲不太寻常。
And he said in Chinese, I have a question.
他用中文讲，他说我有个问题。
And his question was this, as I don't know, maybe Brother Chris, were you the translator?
可能是
no, Brother Hong Jin,
okay. 帮我翻译。
Okay, Hong Jin. His question was this.
他的问题是。
All weekend you have been talking about God wanting to make us into his image.
他说整个周末你都在讲神想要我们把我们塑造成他的形象。
But how can I know that I'm invited to that?
但是我怎么知道他也邀请我跟他们 一起来做呢？
How do I know that he's willing to make me into his image?
我怎么知道他愿意把我塑造成他的形象呢？
And Brother Hong Jin and I said to him that morning,
所以那天洪俊跟我就跟他坐在一起。
Here is how you know.
他我就告诉他这样你就是这样知道。
You see,We are dead in our sins, Paul says.
保罗说我们都在罪中已经死了。
And dead men have no power to call on Christ.
一个死人没有力量来呼求神的名。
Dead men have no desire to call on God.
一个死人也没有这样的渴望去呼求神的名。
Dead men have no hunger.
一个死人也不会饿。
And so if you have any desire to call on God,
所以你如果心里头有这样的渴慕，想要呼求神的名
，It is God who has given you that desire.
神给了你这个渴慕。
And God never mocks us by giving us a desire without the power to call on Him.
神可绝对不会是拿这个来开我们的玩笑，来逗我们玩，让我们有这样的渴望来呼求他的名。
And so here is the good news for that brother and for us.
所以对那位弟兄来说，对我们每一个人来说，这就是好消息。
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord,
每一个人只要你呼求神的名，你就会得救。
A few months later, I got a letter in which this man told of calling on the name of the Lord and hearing and becoming God's child.
几个月以后，我收到一封信，就说到这个弟兄他已经呼求神的名，而且他得救。
Paul says this is the good news. There is no Jew or Gentile.
所以保罗说这就是好消息，没有什么犹太人、化外人之说。
We can all be God's children. He goes on in 9 through 11 to tell us this good news. That through what God has done, this morning, you who are baptized become a part of a community. You are not left to live the Christian life.On your own. Instead, he is transforming you in his image through a community of other believers.
而是他通过一个信徒的群体来帮助你，塑造你成为他的形象。
I spoke at a baptism service.
我曾经也在洗礼的这个讲过道。
I noticed the next week one of the ladies who had been baptized wasn't in service.
我注意到就是受洗过后。那下一周怎么其中有一位实习的一个姐妹也没有出现
another week
一周又一周她就再也没有出现过
and I saw this person
但是我一次看到她
and I said where have you been
我说你到哪儿去了
why
为什么呀
I said you were baptized you testified you are a new believer
我说你不是受过洗吗你在众人面前说你是信徒了
yeah I am
是啊没错
why haven't you been back to church
那你为什么不来教会呢
I don't need to. I'm baptized now.
我不需要了嘛，我已经受过洗了，我不需要再来。
That's a certificate.
你看，这是我的证书。
People, let me please say to you.
我再跟你们说。
Again, this is not the end. This is the beginning of a process.
这个不是一个过程的结束，而是开始。
You are now part of a new family, a new community.
你现在是一个大家庭的新成员，而且。
And that means together, we are being transformed into the image.Of Jesus Christ.
这意味着我们大家一起被塑造有神的形象。
That means that all of us, let me speak to the rest of us.
而是这意味着我们所有的人。
We have a responsibility to our new brothers and sisters.
我们对我们新加入这个家庭的弟兄姐妹有一个责任。
To encourage them, to lift them up, to pray for them.
去鼓励他们，去把他们要托起他们，而且要为他们祷告。
Because we are a family.
因为现在我们是一家人。
The gospel is the good news that God is doing His work through a family.
这个好消息就是福音的好消息是什么？我们大家作为一个大家庭来一起来成长。
But the gospel doesn't end there.
但是这个福音也并不止于此。
Romans 12 through 16.
这个罗马书第十二章到十六章。
The gospel is the good news.
福音是好消息。
That because Jesus is Lord.
因为耶稣基督是主。
Every aspect of our life is now going to look different.
我们生命的每一个层面都会不一样。
Read together chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
我们一起来读第十二章的第一、第二节。十二章，翻到罗马书十二章第一、第二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
This morning, as you are baptized, it represents a change that has come in your life.
今天早上你们受洗，这意味着你们的生命要有改变。
That you have given yourselves as living sacrifices to God.
这意味着你们已经把你们的身体当作活祭献给神。
And it means you no longer will be conformed to this world.
这意味着你们不再效法这个世界。
The word conformed means to push you into a mold.
这个效法这个词的意思就是把你嵌在一个模子里头。
Our world wants to press us into a mold.
这个世界想要把我们放在一个模子里捏成那个样子。
One of my least favorite things in the world is to go shopping.
这世界上我最不喜欢做的一件事就是去买东西。
And so I celebrated Thanksgiving by going with my wife and daughter shopping on Friday.
所以 Black Friday, 星期五，我们黑色星期五，我居然跟我太太和女儿一起去买东西了。
I enjoyed it because I was with them.
我愿意去是因为只是因为我陪着他们一起去。
But actually, I just found a corner to sit with a book.
可实际上我自己就坐在角落里看书呢。
But there was one other thing I kind of enjoyed on Friday.
但是在星期五还有一件事我还挺喜欢。
I'm walking around and I'm looking at all of the advertisements.
我在这个商场里到处走，我看着墙。
And all of the advertisements are saying this.
这所有的广告都在说一件事。
You are miserable people.
你们这些家伙都太痛苦了。
But if you will wear this,
但是如果你穿
you will be happy.
你穿这件衣服你就肯定会开心了。
Right?
是不是这样？
You are ugly people.
你们太丑了。
But if you will put this on your face, you will be beautiful.
但是脸上如果抹上这些东西啊，你一定会漂亮的。
You stink.
你这闻着好臭啊。
But if you'll spray this, you're gonna be wonderful.
但是你要用这个香水，你闻起来好多了。
And I'm walking around looking at this.
我就各处走着看着。
And I'm thinking, I'm never gonna look like that.
然后我再怎么打扮，估计也不会那么帅吧。
When I buy that suit,
如果我买了那身衣服，
I'm still gonna be fat and bald.Black Friday, I saved thousands of dollars.
我在黑色星期五省了上千美元呢。
From what I didn't buy.
就因为我没买那些东西。
Because if I had bought the most expensive suit they offered me.
因为如果我要买他们可以卖出来最贵的那身衣服。
And all of the cologne and all.
所有的这些科隆香水。
I would be up here this morning.
然后今天早上我站在这儿。
In a very expensive suit.
穿着一身很贵的西装
and still be bald and fat.
我还是光头，还是胖。
But here's my point.
我的这个要点在这儿。
Advertisers spent millions of dollars Friday trying to press us into a mold.
做广告的这些人，他们花了上百万的美元，就是为了把我们塑造在一个模子里头。
But far beyond that, and far worse is.
但是更糟糕的是。
Through the television programs they give us.
通过我们看的这些电视节目
through all of the comments that we read in the news,
通过我们在这个报纸上看到的
through the conversations of the friends around us,
通过我们周围的这些亲戚朋友们大家
the world is constantly trying to press us into a mold.
这个世界不停地把我们想按在一个模子里。
But Paul says, here is the good news.
但是保罗说好消息是
you are not to be conformed to this world.
你不再效法这个世界。
But instead, you are to be transformed.
而是你要效法。
With the renewing of a mind.
你的头心意更新而变化。
That now thinks differently.
你现在想的都不一样了。
What will that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means you will live in daily surrender to Christ.
这就意味着你每一天都是降服在主的权力以下。
It means as you go on through chapter 12 that you will use your spiritual gifts to serve the body of Christ.
这意味着你会用你属灵上的这些恩赐，你会去来服侍你的这个自己耶稣的身体，就是教会。
It means in chapter 12 that you now will live in right relationship with other believers.
这就意味着你会跟你的这个周围的信徒有一个正确的关系。
It means in chapter 13 that you now will live in a different relationship even with your government. It means chapter 15 that you will show the kind of love that Jesus showed. All of this happens because Jesus is now Lord of your life. And everything in your life is changed by Him. Let me sum up three things that I want you to see that has happened because of the gospel. Because of the gospel, you have been saved from the penalty of your sin. That's what we read in chapter 6. We now have peace with God. We stood under His condemnation because we were sinners. And we now have peace with Him. We no longer are under penalty of sin. But we also saw this morning that because of the gospel, you have been saved from the practice of sin. Chapter 6 says, you were a slave of sin. You sinned not because you chose to. You thought you chose to. But the truth is, you were a slave to sin. You were a prisoner. I have probably told before, my uncle died of lung disease. And I can still remember visiting him. I was a little kid. And he was hooked up to oxygen. And he asked me to turn the machine off so he could smoke. And as a little kid, I didn't know that this wasn't polite. And I said, don't you know those are killing you? That's why you're on the machine. My uncle thought he was free to smoke. He wasn't free to smoke. He was a slave to nicotine. And as unbelievers, every one of us were slaves to some kind of sin in our life. But Paul says in Romans 6, we have been freed from that. And now we are slaves to righteousness. That means we are freed from the practice of sin that bound us and kept us in captivity. And now we serve God. We are freed from the penalty of our sin. We are freed from the practice of our sin. We are freed from the pain of our past sin. Listen again to what Paul said in Romans 8. There is now no condemnation. That means we have been set free from the pain of our past. Every one of us has a past that we would rather not have posted on WeChat. There is nobody here who would be happy to see your entire history put up on the screen. Every one of us has things that we would say, no, I don't want anyone to know this. And when you become a Christian, it doesn't change that past, but it does redeem that past. You no longer have to carry the shame of that past. Because I want you to understand this. Jesus did not say, okay, here's what I see about you. I really shouldn't do this. I'm a little bit hesitant, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a try. He doesn't do that. Instead, he sees everything in your past. The worst parts of your past. And in spite of that, he pursued you and chased you and followed you and welcomed you into his family. And so Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. I love how Paul writes this in his own testimony in Timothy. He says, the grace of our Lord overflowed for me. Not there was just enough to save me. I was afraid they might run out. But the grace of God, he says, was running over. Last month I was in Papua New Guinea. And the last day I was there, they had what they called a mumu. A mumu is where they kill a pig, bury it in the ground and cook it, and then they have a big feast. And when I got to the tent where they were having the feast, I was a little bit worried. Because there were hundreds of people lined up to eat. Everyone in the village had come. But I walked in. I have never seen so much food in my life. Tables piled with vegetables and fruit. Two hogs that morning had been, you know, happily eating and this night were being eaten. I enjoyed eating that meal. But actually, that wasn't the best part for me. The best part was I stood over in the corner just watching. As people came through the line and they piled their plate to where it was almost falling off. People, some of them brought bags to put food to take home. And they're walking to their table with a bag of food and this plate balanced. And I watched and watched and nothing ran out. There was food for everybody. The food of the mumu was overflowing. And Paul says, the grace of our Lord was in no danger of running out. There was plenty for everybody. It was overflowing. That's what the gospel means. That God has come. He has changed you from death to life. His grace has overflowed. And now you are on a journey that day by day, the rest of your life, you will be transformed more and more into his image.
从现在开始,一天一天的去过,你每一天都会更多地被塑造成他的形象,
so this morning, we welcome you as you begin a journey that continues.
所以今天早上你们就开始了这一场旅程的第一步, 我们欢迎你, 我们大家都欢迎你们。
And as you become part of a family that is on that journey with you.
Let's
pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your grace.
感谢主为你的恩典, 感谢你。
I thank you for the good news of the gospel.
感谢主给我们你的福音。
That has changed our lives.
这福音改变了我们的生命。
And is continuing to change our lives.
而且在继续地改变我们的生命。
I pray your special blessings on these who are baptized this morning.
我求主特别的恩待这些弟兄马上要受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And I ask that you will help each of us to continue to walk in your grace.
求主也帮助我们每一个人能够继续地在你的这个恩典之中去与你同行。
To be transformed in your image.
被塑造成你的形象。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。